Bethany.
Thank you.
a fun Tuesday night again here in the WFMU studios. This is A440, a romp through, I guess what they would call classical music. But,
hey,
hold on a second.
Oh!
Because I got a piece of mail this week. And it had a really awesome description, because I struggle sometimes to describe this show. And this is from listener Carl in Buchanan, New York, who said he listens archivally on Friday evening Escape from New York City, and this show provides an oppositional soundtrack to the tenaciousness of the Metro North normatives. I couldn't express that better. And tonight we started out with one of three tangos in Marsh for string trio. And it's the first movement is entitled Corn Alone Just Won't Do. So you can count on the fact that that was a modern piece. Not sure what the date is on that. Even the publisher didn't list the date. But performed by the Zebra String Trio. And then composition by Glenn Coche. And he's known these days probably most widely as the drummer of the band Wilco. This is a string quartet he wrote entitled Ping Pong Fumble Thaw, performed by Brooklyn Rider. And I was so lucky last year, it was actually on my birthday, which is in July, to get to hear that piece live. A really interesting concert series in upstate New York. It was in an old barn. And one of those types of places where the seats creak and there's a loft and a lot of people listening to great music. It was quite a lovely night up there. And it's fun to bring a few of these pieces that I've been listening to or heard in the last long interval of time while I was on hiatus from the show. But I'm so happy to be back and bring you some of these pieces. In the past couple weeks, we did more thematic programming, and we're back to a little bit of the freeform roots of the show, just digging into this and that as we go. And we'll continue with this piece written by Paul Lansky. This is from 2007. It's entitled, it's one of a number of etudes and parodies, and this one's called Call Me for French horn and string quartet, Brentano string quartet, and William Purvis performing. So stay tuned for the next hour. Again, it's Bethany on WFMU. You can check us out on the playlist comment page if you've got something you're listening right now you want to say hello, or at any point in time from email, bethany@wfmu.org. A capriccio for piano left hand and wind ensemble by Leos Janáček, that would be. There was a slew of pieces for left hand, maybe the most left hand only, the most famous one being the concerto by Maurice Ravel, and it's slipping my mind the name of one of the performers who kind of got all of those commissions for him, but I can fill that in on the playlist because it's kind of an interesting tidbit of information in 20th century music, like that piece, which was from 1926, if I am correct. Here we are. Oh, yes. Must change page. Yes, 1926. And we were listening to the Czech Philharmonic Chamber Orchestra. Before that, a fun piece, Sextet in E-flat major, a blues from 1929 written by Bouslav Martinu. And that was the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet, Marion Reinhardt on piano. Pretty fun piece. And then Paul Lansky before that, Etudes and Parodies from 2007, piece called Call Me, which of course, quite a long time before that, Carly Jepsen pop tune. The Brentano String Quartet with William Purvis on the horn. This is A440. My name is Bethany. You're listening to WFMU. And I just love this description that came through the mail to us. The oppositional soundtrack to the tenaciousness of Metro North normatives. Thanks again, listener Carl. And that came via the post. And we've got kind of an interesting project long-term running here on A440, which is the analog text messaging. Meaning I'm happy to send out a postcard to you. It's a special WFMU postcard and collection of stamps. Yes, total nerd, but yeah, there they are. I send a bunch of those out per week. All you need to do is send me an email with that post address that you would like me to send that to, and you're welcome to send something to me. So first of all, if you're emailing me with your address, it's Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, at WFMU.org. And this mailing address you can find on the website too, WFMU.org. It is WFMU. You can send it care of Bethany, A440, and P.O. Box 2011. P.O. Box is in Jersey City, New Jersey, zip code 07303. P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. In the last week, sent things up to New Hampshire, a bunch in New York City metropolitan area, and across the pond over to the UK. So that's pretty fun. And I love looking up on a map where that town is. So fun. So wherever you're from, I'm always a little curious about where we reach you. And next part of the project is to make a little map. You know, we do that during the marathon. See where those pledges and things are coming in from. And we'll do that with our postcards and we can see. You can track where some letter carrier deposited something in the mail that came right here from Jersey via Brooklyn sometimes and landed there. It's still, I think, the best deal ever. Sending out a postcard for a few pennies. So do that. Send me an email address. Send me your postal address. We'll get that out there. Up next, a piece that I adore. It actually kind of gets obsession of the year, perhaps, because I would do this obsession of the week sometimes. But I listened to it a whole lot this spring. And back in the day when you were listening to music, you had to go like check out a recording from somewhere or, purchase that. It's not as easy as it was now, where you can kind of check things out, live performances on YouTube or whatever else. And then you get curious about it. You can even look at a score if it's not something that is still copyrighted through the International Music Score Library Project, IMSLP. And you may be able to get a PDF of that. And this piece, which is String Quartet number 13 by Antonín Dvořák, I just had to even like analyze. I was questioning so much. What makes this piece stick in my head so much? What makes me want to listen to it over and over and over again? So I spent what was maybe the most grueling 45 minutes to an hour getting this PDF printed at Staples in Midtown. Oh my gosh. But it was well worth it. Huge score. Got it on like 11 by 17 to be able to read all of it. Because you just can't, like, scrolling through it on your computer screen doesn't do it justice. But anyhow, as I was listening to it today, I was remembering that interval. But how it was well worth it, because I got to check out, you know, how that piece is written. So even if you don't read music, per se, like all of the notes or understand the chord structure, it's easy to just kind of, like, follow along with the, you know, it's all very spatially oriented. So you can just kind of look and, yeah. It's actually a way to learn how to read music just by listening to a recording and following a score along. So I encourage you to do that if there's anything that makes you curious. And so here we are. Up next is Antonín Dvořák, String Quartet number 13 in G major from 1895. This is A440 on WFMU. kind of won the title of Obsession of, I'm saying of the year, because maybe like from spring to spring of the last year. It was just, yeah, couldn't stop listening. Had to read the score, and it was string quartet number 13, G major, opus 106, 1895. To throw a lot of numbers at you, and we listened to the Pavel Haas string quartet, and composed by Antonín Dvořák. And I think he wrote about 16 string quartets or so. And yeah, that one just lodged a big part of my brain. So happy to bring that here. And you know, in this program, which is more of a freeform vein than some of the more thematic that programming we're doing the last few weeks, I'm just kind of happy to return to some of these pieces I listened to, some live, like the Glencoche Quartet, and then I would love to hear that Dvorak piece live, so that'll be something to hunt down and see where I can get a taste of that in a nice acoustic concert hall setting. Next, this is kind of fun. A Vivaldi piece from 1710, when Vivaldi wrote this large set of concerti called L'Estro Armonico in a bunch of different keys, and the one that we will hear is a concerto for two violins and strings, but then also the harpsichord, because that was always given this what they called the basso continuo, the bass and the chord structure. So this is Daniel Hope. And let's see, Daniel Hope, and let's see, getting there. Simos Pappas on violins with the Camera Orchestra Basel performing with the two soloists. This is A440 on WFMU. We settled the left-hand piano performer from the first quarter of the 20th century is Paul Wittgenstein, who actually lost his right arm in the First World War, and then commissioned a bunch of pieces from composers. And as I was reading, he didn't always perform them. He didn't like a lot of them. In fact, I had mentioned before the Ravel Concerto for Left Hand, that he actually became the most famous piece of all of those that he had commissioned. He actually made changes, and this is, I'm taking the Wikipedia word for it. Thank you, Wikipedia. Well, hopefully this is true. I like it if it's true or not. The pianist, the performer, Paul Wittgenstein, made some changes to it, and the two of them, the composer Maurice Ravel, never reconciled after that. And apparently there were some pieces that he just didn't understand, and then didn't understand meaning compositionally, and so he never played them. So it was sounds like an interesting character, and maybe we'll do a show down the road where we look at, there were so many pieces associated with him, and yeah. He was actually the older brother of Ludwig Wittgenstein, the philosopher, so kind of interesting family who creates this virtuoso pianist and very renowned philosopher. Austrian guys. Lived from 1887 to 1961. So, yeah, that show's already in the works, it looks like. But for now, we will return back to 1710 with this piece by Vivaldi, and we're following it by Frank Martin, ballade for viola, winds, harp, harpsichord, and percussion. Thank you. Currently listening to Frank Martin's Ballade for Seven Wind Instruments, timpani, percussion, string orchestra. And harpsichord and harp... Oh, it's not on there. Harp and harpsichord. Oh, goodness. Fact-checking. Not so easy. Okay, one quick announcement that I want you all to consider is that this October, the month of October, we're looking for some support. And here's the really fun thing about it. If you think that you've got a pet who's like the cutest pet in the whole WFMU listening area, you can submit your pet to be the WFMU mascot. Pretty cool. And if you go to WFMU.org and check out how to pledge for that, I'd love to see your pet in the running for mascot of the year. Pretty awesome. We can also always use your support, so WFMU.org, we will appreciate you checking that out, and you can pledge directly to this show as well. You'll see a little window on the playlist page, WFMU.org. So encourage you to do that. Please support us here at Independent Freeform WFMU, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County 91.9 online at WFMU.org. We will be back next week here on A440. My name is Bethany. It's been fun to be with you this past hour. And stay tuned for Irene Trudell up next from 9 until midnight. Take care.